We're staying in Latin America for our geo quiz. We're in Colombia, looking for the name of the country's second city. In the 1980s, this city was reputed to be the most violent in the world. But the murder rate is way down, and the city is now known as a mecca for the arts. The painter and sculptor Fernando Botero was born here, and it's also where you'll find the famous Discos Fuentes recording studio. Here's how Colombian bandleader Mario Galeano describes the studio.
It's the same as if we would have recorded in Studio One in Jamaica, you know, or the, I don't know, Abbey Road or whatever, You know. It's like just like that.
We'll hear music recorded at Discos Fuentes in a few minutes, and we'll name the city in question. I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. Disco Fuentes is one of the most famous record labels and studios in the world, and it's in Medellin, Colombia, the answer to today's geo quiz. It was at Disco Fuentes where Colombian musician Mario Galeano and British DJ Will Holland formed Onda Tropica. It's an eclectic group of musicians from all the musical genres Colombia is known for, cumbia, fandango, and more. Here's one of their songs called Punquero Sonidero. Onda Tropica is an ensemble with over 40 musicians. Bandleader Mario Galeano says it was a challenge, but also a dream to get so many performers to work together.
When we started to make the list of the guys that we wanted to collaborate with, it just started to grow and grow and grow and grow. And when we realized that we could invite them, you know, and have them over, fly them to the city, and have them in the studio, we said, well, why not?
Doesn't it make it hard, though, working with so many people?
No, you know what? It worked so easy because we recorded this like in a proper big and all the band playing together. And everybody was just happy to do it and hanging out. And it's just really easy. I think numbers were a plus for us in this occasion.
Now, when you thought about what artist to match with what song, did you have the song first or you thought of the artist first?
Well, the thing is that in Colombia we have so many different like styles of tropical music that we organized the artists that we invited into the different like styles, you know. So when you wanted to record some music from the Pacific Coast, then we had this singer in mind and this marimba player in mind, and then these other types of styles from the Atlantic Coast. So yeah, it's just more to do with styles than and a bit with personalities, of course.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, there are lots and lots of different styles on this album, which is what makes it so interesting and so fun. Let's take the song Suena. It's a hip-hop song set against a Colombian beat. It features singer Ana Tiju. Let's take a listen.
Cuando suena la mezcla de la música fresca, cumbia colombiana se baila hasta que amanezca. No ponga esa cara, no te quedes ya parada. Solo goza de este ritmo que se baila de entrada. Y deja a tu pareja que lleve hasta la parada. Siente todo el ritmo distinto en el recinto. Deja la timidez y completa este pasito. Saca tu talento que llegó este momento. Donde todo se trata de sacar el sentimiento. De América Latina latiendo en este momento.
Suena.
I wonder who the target audience is for this, because it is so diverse. Is that the way people in Colombia or South America listen to music, a lot of different styles at once?
Yeah, definitely. But for us, it's very important to like try to cover as much like generations as possible, because sometimes there is a thought between some young guys or girls that maybe some of these styles are from the past. We wanted to really show everybody that this music is still very contemporary and it has a lot of things to show and a lot of things to say. And that's why we also wanted to do this this exchange between the older generation and the newer generation of tropical musicians.
Mario, how old are you?
I'm 34 years old.
Yeah, you're a young guy. some of the band is the original guys from the 70s?
Yeah, I mean, we have like around these 40 plus musicians that we recorded.
Yeah.
I would say around 30 or 25 of them are all like in their 50s, 60s, 70s or 80s. And the rest of us, we are like in our 30s, like the younger generation.
Now, the album was recorded in the famous Disco Fuentes studio in Medellin, Colombia, a place you call classic and mythical. Why did you want to be there?
Well, it's very classic. I mean, it's the oldest label in Latin America. It's around 85 years old. It has so much history. And like all the top records that you want to hear from the 50s, 60s, 70s, they come from Discos Fuentes, you know? Like, it's the same as if we would have recorded in Studio One in Jamaica, you know, or the, I don't know, Abbey Road or whatever,
yeah.
You know? It's like, just like that. So it's a place just full of energy, and every heavy musician in Colombia passed through that studio. So yeah, it was very emotional to be there as well.
Let's listen to another song. It's called Libya, and as the name suggests, there's a bit of a Middle Eastern influence to it. We'll hear a bit, and then you can tell us about it.
Perfect.
So, Mario Galeano, am I right that it is a Middle Eastern influence?
Yeah, there is a little bit of that. There's a very nice meeting point between, like, klezmer, Balkanic, and Middle Eastern traditions with some of the Colombian stuff. I always think it has to do, like, with the influence that came in the earlier 20th century to the coast of Colombia. Then you can see that, for example, klezmer and cumbia, or like Balkan and cumbia, can be easily mixed.
Onda Tropica has been out on the road playing dates in the US and Europe. How do you do that with so many musicians on board?
Well, it's very expensive, first of all. And yeah, it's hard because we're 13 people traveling. And as I told you, half of the band is like 70 plus years old.
Yeah.
So it's quite an experience to travel with the older guys. But so far, luckily, nobody's gotten sick or anything. So they're okay, yeah.
Mario Galeano, good luck on the rest of the tour as you head off to Europe. Mario Galeano is band leader of Onda Tropico. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Onda Tropico's musicians, young and old, get into the groove at New York City's Lincoln Center. We've got photos by Marissa Neff, who's blogging all summer for us about music in New York. Her most recent post is about Carnival, arriving way early in Brooklyn. That's all at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Aaron Schachter, and we are back tomorrow. La vida se ennoblece con su resplandor de los ritmos de Colombia. La cumbia es la madrona, por eso quiero que sepan que el ritmo de cumbia es hermano del ya famoso ritmo de